The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2.
Everything's wrong since me and my baby parted. All day long I'm walking cause I couldn't get my car started. Later from my job and I can't afford to check it. I wish somebody come along and run into it and wreck it. Come on, since me and my baby parted. Come on, I can't get started. Come on, I can't afford to check it. I wish somebody come along and run into it and wreck it. Everything is wrong since I've been without you. Every night I live with thinking about you. Every time the phone sounds like thunder, some stupid guy trying to reach another number. Come on, since I've been without you. Come on, always thinking about you. Come on, phone sounds like thunder, some stupid guy trying to reach another number. Come on, I wanna see you, baby. Come on, I don't mean maybe. Come on, I'm trying to make you see that I belong to you and you belong to me. And come on, I gotta see you, baby. Come on, I don't mean maybe. Come on, I gotta make you see that I belong to you and you belong to me. And come on, come on, come on.
Come on. Watching the years roll by, and 43 years almost separating those two tracks, from the Bricklayer's Arms in Soho in London in 1962, to their first single in 1963, Come On, to their brand new album. And it sounds exactly the same, doesn't it? Some would say same old, and therefore they've made no progress. But I think it's called A Bigger Bang. It's the new album from the Rolling Stones. 16 great tracks, some of them more bluesy than that, but the band in really fine form, and it's almost like those 40-odd years haven't happened at all. It's The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2. My name's Dave Raven. Welcome to the programme. We've got some great music, new and old, and there you heard some old and some very new side by side. This one's pretty old too. It comes from the House of Blues album Roadhouse Blues and Muddy Waters, and Got My Mojo Working.
Just don't break on you. Got my mojo working, buddy. Just don't break on you. I wanna love you so bad till I don't know what to do. I'm going down in Louisiana to get me a mojo. I'm going down in Louisiana. Mojo, hey. I'm gonna have all you women wretch under my command. Got my mojo working. Got my mojo working. Got my mojo working. Got my mojo working. Got my mojo working, buddy. Just don't break on you. Love me so. A gypsy woman giving me advice. I got a whole lot of tricks keeping here all night. Got my mojo waking. Got my mojo waking. Got my mojo waking. Got my mojo waking. Got my mojo working. But just don't worry, it's gonna do. Got my mojo waking. Waking. Got my mojo waking. Got my mojo waking. Got my mojo working, but just don't worry, it's gonna do. Just don't work on you.
I don't know how many versions of that number I must have. Originally from the 1950s, and Muddy Waters originally recorded it in about 1956. I got my mojo work, and I've probably got about 15 or 20 versions of it by Muddy Waters and others too. But that has to be the best. It's from the Newport Folk and Jazz Festival of 1960, and a great live version of Got My Mojo Working. James Cotton also there on that particular track, and an excellent example of the blues, and also a good example of the sort of music that was influencing bands like the Rolling Stones and the Animals, and myself, and I'm not a band, but as a DJ in the northeast of England. Okay, where to now? Let's go to Alligator Records, and they've had a habit over the last 10 years or so of every 5 years bringing out an anniversary collection. It's always worked well for them. And so let's go back to about 12 years ago now to their 20th anniversary collection. This is Alligator Records, and this is Albert Collins and Johnny Copeland.
Hey, Al.
Yeah, Johnny, what's happening, man?
What's going on, man?
Oh, man, it's all right.
Tell me something, Albert. Whatever happened to Hop Wilson, man?
Well, Hop left us, man.
He did. Boy, he sure used to play that guitar over at the Red Lily Q.
Yeah, he would lay that steel in his lap. He would get down, man.
I used to like the way he said, I believe my baby got a black phone.
Oh, yeah.
I believe my baby got a black cat bone. Seems like everything I do seems like I do it wrong. You see, I tried so hard to get along with that woman of mine. You see, I tried. Walk around cheating like,
oh, yes, she did. I walked down from Dallas, Texas, down to Wichita Falls. I got to thinking about the big lady woman. There wasn't no walking on. I believe my baby got a black cat bone. Look like everything I do. Everything I do is wrong.
seems like everything I do it wrong, but not that album. I think one of the greatest blues albums ever made. 20 years ago, 1985, it's called Showdown, and it brings together Albert Collins and two young protégés and good friends, Johnny Copeland and a young guy called Robert Cray. And it's just a really wonderful album. I think, as I remember rightly, I'm playing that off the Alligator 20th Anniversary Collection from 1991. That came, but the album came out in 85. And my memory serves me correct, is the album was literally made in like 2 or 3 days altogether. They just went to the studio and jammed and had a wonderful time. And you can hear there on that one with Albert Collins and Johnny Copeland, Black Cat Bone, just the way the two of them are working together. Okay, that's Johnny Collins. Johnny Collins. Johnny Copeland. Let's bring on his daughter, Shamika. Horns influence, produced by Steve Cropper of Atlantic Stax and Booker T and the MGs, and you can hear that in the production. Shamika Copeland got a great voice, and that's a track of her new album, The Soul Truth, been out a week or two, and it's called Breaking Out, first track on the album. Emails time. Thanks to all the emails that came in last week regarding my, well, just the music I played at the beginning of the programme with the effects of the events in New Orleans that were having on me. And also the many of you who reminded me that I mentioned at the beginning of the programme we were going to have the results of the competition and give away the 3 CDs and then never did. I'm sorry. Well, I'm going to do it this week. I promise you. I've got the 3 CDs to hand. I've got the email blues subsection, competition subsection folder type thing open and in. 20 minutes' time, I'll be drawing the winners. I promise. I won't forget. It's written down in big letters in front of me. And also some other emails mentioned about Canned Heat. If you're new to the programme or have missed a couple of weeks, this started when I was talking about Canned Heat. Some great emails came in last week telling me that actually it was the stuff which you cook food, the solid fuel, and a few more comments on that, including one from a listener in Germany who said, well, it's no good talking about Canned Heat. Are you actually going to play some of them?
He doesn't
The album is called Friends in the Can, and that's for Paul Owens in Celle in Germany, who said, can you play some Canned Heat? I think their last album, because I've had one out since then. I haven't managed to get hold of it. And that's written by Walter Trout, and also on the album track itself, sung and guitar by Walter Trout, and that's called Home to You. And Friends in the Can is a mixture of Canned Heat with, as you've probably guessed by the title, lots of friends involved. Okay, well, I sort of was putting the programme together, and I sort of... I gathered together Shamika Copeland together with Johnny Copeland. I suddenly thought, yeah, here's another couple, a father and son this time. And this is somebody else who, this album, has lots of friends on it. It comes from Luther Allinson. It's called Play It Forward. And one track in particular, which I do enjoy when I'm listening to the album sort of kind of socially, I've never really played on air, simply because I've got this thing, sort of 30-odd years of working in radio, you don't normally play really long tracks, like 7, 8, 9, 10 minutes. It's just a little bit too long, because if you, the listener, doesn't like it, well, you'll go away and do something else, or turn off. But I suppose every now and again, I just think, oh, come on, we've got to do it. And this, I think, is a rather fine track, featuring Otis Grand, out of the UK, together with Luther Allinson, and this is called Perfume and Grime. Thank you. title track of the album from 9 years ago, 1996, Perfume and Grime. That's Luther Allison together with Otis Grand. Otis Grand's album, this is, we're talking about. And basically, Otis sort of said, I wanted to lay down this sort of deep and dirty track. And Luther was the only guy I really wanted to come along and do it. He came along, and we're supposed to be trading guitar licks, and I just sort of stood and watched him and gobsmacked and didn't do anything till towards the end. Very great electric. We haven't done anything like that for a while, actually. I've been a bit more acoustic latterly, but if you like air guitar and electric guitar, you'll have enjoyed that. Okay, that's The Father, and now The Son. And from Higher Power, which came out at the early part of this year, this is Luther's son, Bernard, and this one is called Raggedy and Dirty, written by his dad. It's called Higher Power, came out towards the end of last year out on Ruff Records, or I think it's pronounced Roof Records in Germany, R-U-F anyway, and you'll find links to the website on the Raven and the Blues website at bfbs.com/R&B. That's Bernard Allison. I have so much difficulty, you've probably gathered. I can't say Allison I say Allinson. It's probably because of the Richard Allinson and works for BFBS. And every time the word comes up, I sort of hesitate and take a deep breath and run at it and still end up with an extra N in there. I'll try once more. Bernard Allison. There we go. The son of Luther Allison, who we featured just before that. And that is Raggedy and Dirty, which Luther wrote. Okay, let's have the results of the competition. I asked you, it's 2 weeks ago now, isn't it? Because I should have done it last week, so it was a week before. I played a track from a band called Thunderclap, which is kind of reformed Zoot Money from Zoot Money's Big Roll Band and ex-members of Thunderclap Newman, and played a track from their new album. And just the simple question was, what was the name of the hit single of Thunderclap Newman going way back to 1969? And I promise you that I had three CDs, surplus to requirements, and I was going to give them away. We have Emily Druce, Druce and Jones, Songs from the Silver Band Room. We've got Moondogs, The Blues Will Get You, and also The Blind Boys of Alabama. And I've numbered them 1, 2, 3. So we start with Druce and Jones, and the entries, I've drawn the names out. So the first one out of this is Richard King. Well done, Richard. You get Druce and Jones. And then the next one is Tom Rogers. Is that Rogerson? I scribbled it down. I can't read my own writing now. Is it Rogerson or Rogers? Tom Rogers. Well done, Tom. And the final one for the Blind Boys of Alabama goes to Jerry Cox. Jerry, well done. Those will be in the post to you in the next 24 hours or so, give or take a bit. But they will be on their way. And thanks to all those of you who entered. So far, we've had a kind of father and son, father and daughter program, but never the two together. Let's put the two together now. Father and son, Carey and Larry Bell, and taken from their album Second Nature, which they recorded in Finland in the winter in 1991. This one is called Do You Hear?
I don't have a dime. Looking for that little girl. They call this man. Do you hear? Yes, do you hear? If you hear me, little girl, run on over, over here. If I had $1 million, give you every dime, you know I love you, want you to be mine. Do you hear? Yes, baby, do you hear? If you hear me calling, run on, oh, oh yeah. Be calling, oh no, baby, baby, do you hear me calling you? If you hear me, honey, child, run on over here. I work hard every day on an 8-hour shift. I bring home my money. It's like it's coming to give. Hey, babe,
Performed with the blues greats in the 60s, people like Muddy Waters and Willie Dixon and his son Lurry, who sort of brought up, weaned on the blues, and performing together there, recorded in Finland in 1991, and it's called Second Nature, and that is a track written by Carey, and that's called Do You Hear? It's The Raven and the Blues on BFBS Radio 2. If you'd like to make contact, it'd be great to hear from you. It's pretty simple. It's dave.raven@bfbs.com, and that will get through to me. And you can always write to me the old-fashioned way, although I don't think anybody has for over a year now. And that's Dave Raven, BFBS, BFPO 786, BFPO 786 in the UK. And that'll get to me, but it'll take a long time. Talking of time, Magic Time, Van Morrison, the album. This is Lonely and Blue.
Old empty bed, spring's heart is lit. Something I said made you see red. What did I do to feel so lonely and blue? Oh, even the mouse up and ran from the house, laughed at me so scornfully. What did I do to feel this lonely and blue? I cried. But that don't help my game. No, 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 no. I tried to hide, but things don't seem the same. Oh, how will it end? I ain't got no friend. My only sin. That don't help my game. try to hide. Things don't seem the same. Oh, how will it end? They ain't got no friend. My only self is in your grin. Oh, what will I do to feel so low?
Wonderful. Magic Time is the album which has just done so well for him. His record company dropped him after the one before that, and so he brought this out completely on his own bat, and it's been his best-selling CD in the history of, or in the total music career of Van Morrison. And that is one of the few tracks on the album he hadn't written himself. It's called Lonely and Blue, and you can almost picture the room he would be singing that live in. It's a bar, isn't it? It's got McAfee's Stout or something at the back of the bar. It's not very large. On piano there, I think worthy you've mentioned, was Brian Connor, and on sax, Martin Winning. And it's probably an Irish pub, isn't it, with about 50 or 60 people out front, very small stage, about the size of a large table, and Van doing his thing in the middle of it. Okay, where now? Mississippi and Memphis Mini. This is the album Beyond Mississippi, and takes us back to our blues roots, and I'm a Bad Luck Woman.
I'm a bad luck woman.
Bad Luck Woman, and I can't see the reason why. Recorded in 1936, and actually, when you think about that, it's nearly 70 years old, the recording. It sounds really good. Memphis Minnie there, and I'm a Bad Luck Woman, taken from the album Beyond Mississippi. And that's it for the Raven of the Blues. Hope you've enjoyed the music on the show, and can join me for something similar in 7 days' time. Don't forget the website, bfbs.com/R&B. Links to all the artists and the record companies, and also a chance to hear the programme all over again as either listen again or as a podcast. However you've been listening, I hope you've enjoyed it. Let's close with Paul Lamb and the Kingsnakes. This one's called Far, Far Away, and I may be, but I'm back in 7 days. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
Every minute, every second of the day.